Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone here on the program. Lauren Livingston is with us this morning, Communications Director with the Alzheimer's Association of Iowa. Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time spent here today. Well, a lot of folks will be traveling with family or to visit family here this holiday season. And unfortunately, some folks, actually more than we'd like to see when you look at the numbers here across the country and specifically in the state of Iowa, might be suffering from different types of dementia issues, including Alzheimer's. And it can be difficult, not just for that person, but for those around them and those caregivers who are helping them too. Traveling during the holidays can be especially difficult when you are dealing with those types of issues, right?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, you know, long distance trips aren't super fun for anyone, but it can be a little more stressful and a little more to think through if you have a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia.
Does it take some advanced planning and thought before you dive into something like that?
Yes, we definitely recommend being prepared, creating an itinerary that includes all your details, and maybe passing that out to your family members who you're visiting or who are traveling with you. And think about the best times of the day to travel that your loved one is most alert and is best for them, if you can. And stick to places that are familiar to, if you can, that your loved one is a little more familiar with, that they feel more comfortable with.
Yeah, and it's okay to ask for help if you might need some extra assistance when you get different places, like the airport, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. There are airport personnel there who can help you navigate through the airport, who can help you once you get off the plane if you have a layover that's a little more complicated. So definitely ask for help. There are plenty of people around to help.
Sure. Is some of the planning kind of regarding like talking to and reading the person that you might be assisting to make sure that they're comfortable with all the plans and the trip itself?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Before you head out, talk to your loved one and just give them an overview of where you'll be going, what you'll be doing. And, you know, even if they don't remember every single little detail, that's okay. They'll feel more comfortable having a better idea of where you're going. And if you have a loved one that's maybe in the more mid to later stages of the disease, having family travel to you instead is a great option as well, to avoid all of the chaos of the airports or of traveling long distances in the car.
Yeah, well, there are so many triggers that can make things just frustrating for everyone involved. And as we mentioned up front, it's not just those who are dealing with the disease, it's the caregivers and those surrounding them too, that you're trying to make it as good an experience as you possibly can, but so many things factor in.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, as you said at the beginning of the segment, there are over 6 million Americans living with the disease, including 66,000 right here in Iowa. And on top of that, there are more than 11 million family members and friends who are serving as caregivers, and 73,000 in Iowa. So, of course, it affects the person living with the disease, but it affects the caregivers and family members as well. So if you know a caregiver this holiday season, think about offering to help them out, to maybe offer to sit with their loved one, to let them go get groceries or go to a doctor's appointment or something like that, or just offer to sit and talk with them as well. Caregiving can be a 24/7 job, so they need some relief too.
Yeah, and then perhaps you mix in some young children who might be there who don't really understand what's going on, and that can make things difficult.
Yes, absolutely. You know, not all of your family members may know how to interact with your loved one with the disease, especially if they're children. And, you know, that's okay. Just do your best. And if you are talking with the person with dementia and they are forgetting things or are kind of trailing off and kind of making up their own stories, we recommend it's usually just best to go with what they're saying. It helps them feel more comfortable and less confused if you're trying to correct them and telling their story. And they might feel less embarrassed too if you, rather than if you interrupt them and say, hey, that's not actually what that is or who that is. Just go with it. And if you can talk to your kids ahead of time and give them a little advice and tell them kind of what to expect if it's maybe their grandpa who has Alzheimer's, that's a good idea too.
Yeah, I think the last thing you'd want with someone who's dealing with that is to feel like, you know, they just don't get it anymore. They can't express themselves like they used to, and then they maybe just withdraw.
Yes, Yeah, that's those are some signs to the early signs of Alzheimer's and dementia. So if you're noticing those signs in your loved one and maybe they aren't diagnosed with the disease yet, seeing that withdrawal from social situations because they feel less comfortable having a conversation, maybe they are worried about getting some of the details wrong or not being able to follow the conversation. So just try to make them as comfortable as you possibly can. And it's okay if the details aren't all correct. That's really not the point of it. The point is just spend time and appreciate each other.
Being together, it's been a while since we've been able to do that. So let's just enjoy that time spent. But when we do,
exactly.
We kind of talk about that too. The pandemic disrupted a lot of people's plans and gatherings last year. So in some cases, folks might be getting together and seeing each other for the first time in maybe a couple of years here this holiday season. So when we do that, maybe we notice some different changes too as we all get just a little bit older. But there are some common warning signs when it comes to Alzheimer's. Should maybe in some cases we recognize and look for some of those things if we happen to notice different things happening, different patterns?
Yeah, definitely. As the holidays come up, it's a great time to review the 10 most common warning signs of Alzheimer's or dementia. We have a full list of them with lots of examples on our website at alz.org/10signs. And the one that you're most likely to see that's the most common is just memory loss that disrupts their daily life. So it's something that is happening on a daily or even multiple times a day basis where they're forgetting things that they normally wouldn't. So maybe forgetting how to make a recipe that they've made their whole entire life, or how to use a household appliance like the microwave, or even how to get home from the grocery store. And if you're seeing that pattern of forgetting as you're visiting with your loved one, that's a fairly telltale sign of Alzheimer's dementia. And it's important to get to your doctor as soon as you can for that early diagnosis so you have options.
Sure. But, you know, as we all age, there are some typical things that happen to us as we get a little bit older. It may not necessarily be something like Alzheimer's. So we kind of need to walk carefully, too, before we ever approach someone about an issue.
Yeah, very good point. Yes, there is unfortunately still a lot of stigma around the disease. So again, you don't want to make your loved one feel uncomfortable or embarrassed. So if you do start noticing some of those signs as you visit with them, it's better to pull them aside, or even pull, maybe if it's your grandpa, pull your grandma aside and say, hey, I've been noticing these things. You know, maybe it's time to talk to grandpa or time to see if he might be willing to go to the doctor. And don't be pushy. Don't be assumptive. You know, like you said, as we all age, we can forget things from time to time. So don't jump to conclusions, of course, but just pointing it out to your loved one who lives with the loved one who may have Alzheimer's is a good place to start.
Sure, sure. Well, at this point, as I think we all understand, there's really no cure for that. But if we catch it early enough, is that a benefit to us to have an early diagnosis?
It really is. There are new treatments being researched and in clinical trials every day. There's some that we're anticipating in the next maybe about 18 months to come up for approval with the FDA. And for example, this past year, there was a new drug for Alzheimer's for the first time in almost two decades. And it's called Aduhelm. And it's specifically for people with mild cognitive impairment or in the early stages of Alzheimer's. So if you get diagnosed in those early stages, that could be a treatment option for you. And aside from that, there are other medications to help treat the symptoms. And then it gives you a chance to plan for your future, for maybe long-term care, plan financially, and just enjoy that time that you have right now with your family.
Exactly. That's the whole point of the holidays anyway, right? Getting together so we enjoy time with family and friends.
Exactly.
So if you do notice any of these types of things that we talk a little bit about, and you'd like to know a little bit more about some of these issues, again, the holidays, probably not the best time to have that discussion, but you don't want to wait terribly long, and you want to get the right information. They can find a lot of that stuff online, correct?
Yes. Our website is a wealth of information about the disease, about the signs, about planning, really anything you can think of with the Alzheimer's and dementia. And you can visit us at alz.org/Iowa. You'll find a list of local programs like support groups and education programs as well to learn more about the disease. And then we also have a 24/7 helpline at 1-800-272-3900 that is staffed all year round. So maybe if you do see some of those signs during the holidays, you can give that helpline a call and ask for some guidance on how to approach it.
And remember, Alzheimer's doesn't just affect those folks who are afflicted. It affects those around them who care about them and are caregivers. And there's plenty of information there to help out in that respect as well.
Yes, absolutely. Tons of information. If you're a caregiver, please definitely check out our website.
Very good. Well, we hope folks have a great time getting together here at these holidays. And again, if you do notice anything is just a little bit different than maybe it should be, you can find plenty of information out there and maybe start that discussion. Lauren Livingston is Communications Director with the Alzheimer's Association, Iowa Chapter. Lauren, thank you so much for the time today. Hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, you too.